Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Financial Tips with Francine and Friends. Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to our show today. This is our first financial show of 2020, so we're going to talk all about money today. I am Francine Humphrey, and just to tell you a little bit about myself, because this is our first show, I wanted to share a few things with you. I am a financial services representative. I've been in the financial industry for over 9 years. I work with a great company, and I'll share that with you guys later. I just wanted to welcome you and let you know that we want to keep on track during these times of uncertainty. We want to help the communities to improve their finances along the way. I know it's going to be a little bit more difficult now because of the virus, COVID-19. So I wanted to find a way that I still could keep in touch with my clients in the financial service industry. And so I have this show, and some of you may know that I am the host of Issues Concerning Women with Veronica McMillan. She's my co-host. So I wanted to just take these next few minutes to talk to you a little bit about money and about what's scary about it or not scary, what you're looking to do in the future, and also let you know that I am here to help you, and I use my financial services business to educate families, educate women, to educate business owners about what's out there, what's available to you. I wanted to start this program for a few months now. I've been talking about it with a few other people, and so that's why I named it Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm hoping that I will be able to get some other entrepreneurs on the line with me, small business owners, of course, nonprofits. We're going to be talking people who maybe don't fully understand what's going to happen to them in these next few months. But I believe if we work together, we'll be able to get through this, because it's like everything else. We're going to get through it. It just doesn't look real good right now. But we know that with anything there that changes in our society, and we've never seen anything like this before, and I was trying to think of a nice way to say it, but just let's be real. We're not sure of what's going to happen. We're in a lot of uncertainty at this time, and it makes people nervous. So I thought this would be a great platform for me to come and do this, and let's talk about some ways that we can help each other. Because if you read the bio, I am always learning. I always want to know what's going on. I always want to know how I can help. So I teach a finance class called Bank On for the city of Virginia Beach. And since all classes have been canceled, we're going to be doing some things online. And with my Bank On class, it's a 10-month program. We usually start in September and we're finished in June. So we're almost finished our program for this year. But because the library is closing, we will not be able to go back into the facility unless they say that we can within the next month or so. So we're really, again, uncertain about that. But I wanted to keep the lines of communication open, and I thought this would be a perfect way that I could share some information, get some feedback from you who are listening, and possibly get some of my friends to help me with this endeavor that I've taken on. And so that being said, I also am, full disclosure, I am with Five Rings Financial. I'm a financial services representative. I'm all about safe money, about tax-free retirement, about living benefits. And so you'll have an opportunity to learn more about that as I get into the shows throughout the next few weeks coming. I look forward to educating people. We have great events. One is called Wine, Women, and Wealth, where we just get together like a ladies' night out, and we have a little bit of food, a little bit of education, and a little bit of wine for those who like it, and for those who don't, we have water and sometimes sparkling cider. So it's great information, and if you've ever been to one of our programs before, and we have them all over the country, they're not just here in Virginia, but all over the country, where we talk about money. What's scary about money? What does our financial future look like? What are our money personalities? Those are just some of the topics that we talk about. And again, I look forward to using this platform to share some of the things that I learned because, again, it's a learning process. We have to keep learning, we have to keep moving forward. We want to know what's out there and how we can make some changes. And this is the perfect time to do that. A lot of people are not working these next few weeks, but my prayer is that everyone is safe, everyone proceed with caution, everyone be smart and use good sense. And so, with that being said, I wanted to share a couple of tips with you today about money and what we can do about our personal finances and just, be smart about things and just looking at what makes sense for us right now, because that's the most important thing. What should be some of the things that we could be doing while we're off these next few days? Because even though I do have an office, I haven't been going to the office because I wanted to spend this time at home just looking at some different things, going over our financial circumstances and seeing what we need to do. And I'm a small business owner. So for some of you who don't know what that means, it means that if I don't work, I don't get paid. So I have to be smart about everything that I do. So what I thought would be a great thing to do would be to share some money-saving solutions and some smart tips with my audience today. And so one of the things that we talk about all the time is about a spending plan or a budget. Now, I know most people do not want to talk about a budget because that means that you have to actually be paying attention to where your money is going. And so if you're like most people, they kind of resist it. And my students, and I can tell you from experience, my students in the beginning, they just do not want to have anything to do with a spending plan or a budget. But once I keep talking to them about it, they tend to start listening to what I'm saying. And it takes a while because if we're not in the habit of tracking our funds, then we're just not. It's not that you are not a good person or not a smart person. You just know what you have. Some people can tell you exactly how much money they have in the bank to the penny. Some people don't know how much money they have in the bank to the penny. They're just hoping that they have some pennies in the bank. So we want to be smarter than that during this time. We want to make sure we know what we have. So many people are doing online banking right now. So this is a good time. If you're not doing online banking, you need to sign up to do that because it may come a time when you're not able to physically go into the bank. I have not heard of any banks closing as of yet, but we want to be smart. So today we're talking about making sense and using good sense. And one of the tips is to, if you can, if your bank offers it, to sign up for online banking. Now, what that does is it gives you the opportunity to count and to pay your bills without leaving your home. I know for some people that's not going to be a thing that they can do because they've never done it before. They're not comfortable doing it. But I say try it out first before you say no and see how it works for you. I resisted it at first too. I didn't want to do it, but I find that I can check my balance and I can pay bills online. Now, sometimes we have money coming directly out of our checking or savings accounts for different things, and that's fine. And you can set that up with your bank as well. So if you have direct deposit, I suggest that that's one of the things that you do. And my other tip, the first tip is to do online banking if you're not doing it. And the second tip is to start a new savings account. Now, I know some people are not working, so that doesn't sound like that's very smart. But if you go ahead and open a savings account, if you don't have one, or if you have one, just start putting a little bit in each time your money goes into the bank. We need to pay ourselves first. We have not been doing that. We get into trouble because we don't do that. And then when situations like the COVID-19 come about, we don't have any money stocked away. Not everybody. Some people don't, because they live paycheck to paycheck, and I truly, truly understand that. So we want to be smart, use good sense, and use common sense. So if that's something that you have not done, that's tip number two. Go ahead and start a savings account, even if you only put $5 in there a week. It is starting it, it's getting something done. So one of the things I want to talk about is how to create a budget. Now, the average family carries a lot of financial stress because most people, you have credit card debt, you have a mortgage, car loans. Sometimes you even have other forms of debt. However, if you start to write things down, you will put a plug in that hole in your bucket. The reason why we have a hole in our bucket is because we don't know where our money is going because we're not keeping track. And according to a survey done by Gallup polls, the average household, about 68% of us, do not prepare a budget. We don't have a spending plan. We just, you know, go to work, let our money go into the bank. We pay bills, and when we don't think we have enough money, we don't pay that particular bill. And then when we don't have any money and we run out of money, we can't figure out how we spent all the money that we spent because we didn't have a handle on it. So that's when the money starts dripping away, like it's a little faucet has been turned on and it's just dripping. Not that you're going around spending a lot of money, but it's dripping away and you just don't know where it is. And I believe that everyone should have some kind of budget. And even if you're just using your online banking, budgeting can help you control your money. It'll let you know where your money is going, and it will also help you reduce stress. Because the thing that I found in teaching my class is when we know where our money is going, then we can stop doing some things that are not making sense, because we're talking about making sense today. If you're spending money on fast food or coffee or just spare-the-moment shopping, that's where your money seems to start trickling away. That faucet gets turned on. So if you're knowing where the money is going and you're seeing that you're spending $5 a day at Starbucks, you can do the math. 5 times 5 is 25. You just spent $25 on coffee when you can make your own coffee or go to 7-Eleven. I know I don't want you not to have the things that you enjoy. Some people really enjoy the fancy coffee, and you should be able to have that. But just look at what you're spending on it. Maybe you can make your own at home, and you can make it as fancy as you want, even at 7-Eleven, because they have the dollar cup, any size, and they have all the fancy, smancy syrups and flavors, you know. But it might not be as good as going to a coffee house, but, again, you will know where your money is going. So that can help you to create a better way of tracking your money. Now, what we talk about in my class is that you use your budget as kind of your guide. And how that works is once you create it, you get a sense again of your cash flow, where your money is going. Then you also get the opportunity to start that emergency fund. Because once you start stockpiling a few, you know, dollars away, like that $5 that you were spending on coffee, now you can put that $5 into your emergency fund. So that would be $25 if you're spending $5 a day. A little bit about the emergency fund. An emergency fund is something that we should all have. And I know, again, if we don't have a budget, we more than likely don't have an emergency fund. Now, there are going to be those who are the exception to the rule. They have money stocked away. They just don't do a budget. So I think the two kind of go hand in hand. So if you're looking at where your money's going and the faucet is getting turned on and you don't know where it's going, once you do the budget or the spending plan, if you prefer that term, then you will see where your money is going. And according to some reports, I think the Gallup poll is the one that I had been looking at, families don't have enough savings to cover 3 months of expenses. So we know that's kind of the low end. We recommend you have 6 months to 1 year in savings. And, of course, we know that it's difficult. But we also know if we start putting a little bit away every pay period, whether you get paid once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, you will know that you have some away. And, of course, this is it's scary because we're in scary times and we just, you know, have to tell the truth. But we also have faith and we believe that we're going to be okay. We just need to do some things a little bit different. And an emergency fund can really help you get through some tough times in your life. And I believe that this thing we're going through with the virus, and I don't want to call it a thing because it's more than a thing, is COVID-19 is going to deplete a lot of people's savings, even if they had savings, even if they only had a month of savings. If you're out of work for 4 to 8 weeks, you're going to dip into your savings if you have it, or you're going to start using your charge card, and so you're going to get in debt. And I know that it's a big worry for us and it's a big concern, but I want you to know that just start doing something, being proactive. It's going to give you a little bit of peace of mind. I know $5 doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a beginning. Do what you can do. Don't feel guilty if you don't have $100 to put away every week or every month. And don't worry about it right now because our income is going to vary from month to month for most of us because of this virus. And the self-employed, they are the ones even more so than the regular 9-to-5ers that need to have that emergency fund in place. An emergency fund can help you if you lose your job or you get laid off for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 8 weeks. So no matter how stable your job is, there's always a chance that something might happen that you may need some fast money. And that's why it's called an emergency fund. What would you do if we had to be out for 8 weeks these next few weeks? We know the kids are already out of school, which is one of my great concerns because a lot of kids eat two meals at school, breakfast and lunch. And so parents didn't really have to worry about getting anything except dinner. So now we have to figure out how our kids are going to get fed. I know that each city is doing something different. I know Virginia Beach has opened some of the schools so that they can get lunch and breakfast between 9 and 12. But the list was not long enough for me because I know the money has already been allocated for the school systems. If the kids were in school, we would have to feed them. I'm just a little bit concerned that all the schools are not open because I know they're thinking about costs and the keeping, you know, the germs down and all of that. I know what they're thinking about. But if there's a school in a neighbor in our neighborhoods, I think all the schools can or should be open. If you're going to open some of the schools, open all the schools because it should not be a problem with the money. The money is already there and has been allocated for the free lunch system. So let's use that money towards that to help our children. And an emergency fund is also wise if you don't have great health insurance. And this is another reason why we should be well-funded in our emergency funds. We want to make sure that we have enough insurance to take care of us if something should happen to us. And one of the things that my company offers is something called living benefits. And I'll talk to you about that a little bit later, or if you want to talk to me about that, just let me know. But today I just want to talk about some things that we should be doing. An emergency fund can help you if you need car repairs, if you get a flat tire, or if you need a motor, or if you need a tailpipe, whatever it is that you need. You don't want to be taken out of your regular paycheck to take care of these funds. Another reason is for, again, medical expenses if you should become sick. And whether we're out now for these next few weeks or if you, when you go back to work, if you have an emergency fund, you kind of can, those days off that you need so that you can get well and go back to work. An emergency fund is also great if you own a home. And if you're lucky, you have the insurance that covers your appliances in your home, and then you have your homeowner's insurance that covers the unexpected things like a storm and tornado or things that affect your home. But also there are other little things that you may need if you have, you know, a flood or if other things happen that are not covered by your insurance. Because, and the reason why I said flood is because every homeowner's policy does not have flood insurance. You have to buy that separately. So if you live in a flood zone, of course, you know you purchase that. But if you do not live in a flood zone, most people don't purchase flood insurance. So if you have a flood, your homeowner's insurance may not cover it. So that's something that you need to ask your insurance company about. And this is a good time to do that now that we have some days and hours off. And so find out what your policies are. Look at your life insurance. Look at your medical insurance. Look at your homeowner's insurance. Do you have enough homeowner's insurance to cover your home? Because as your home grows value, if you have the same insurance that you had when you bought it, do you have enough coverage? Emergency fund can also give you peace of mind. That's the one thing that it can do. And it also can help you if you get into debt. So I don't think we think about that. If you can save about $1,000 and keep that in your emergency funds, that can help you because you will go to that emergency fund versus putting something on a charge card if something comes up with the car or the home or whatever. So we always want to know, and people ask me all the time, well, how much do I need? I say we need 6 months to a year stocked away, but that doesn't happen if you haven't been doing it and if you're just starting. Start out with what you have. Put something away no matter what it is. And I think that's all I want to say about that. So just find ways to do it. I know this is hard right now, guys, and I truly, truly understand that. And I'm not trying to make light of anything, but I know that we have to be prepared for what's coming in the future. These tips today, hopefully they will help somebody, and that's my goal for today. The other thing that I wanted to share with you was that as we continue to do things online, I'm going to be doing more things online, so please reach out to me. If you would like to speak to me, my number is 757-567-6734. My name is Francine Humphrey, in case you missed that. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. I'm trying to put a group together of a community group where we can talk about money, where we can talk about small business. That's the other side of my coin. I have two sides to my coin, small business and finance. So we can talk about that. We can talk about finding ways to get you more education about things that you're interested in. If you're interested in credit, this is a good time to work on your credit score. So one of the things to know is, and that you want to know is, how credit works for you. And I have some tips that I'm going to be talking about later on, but one of the things I wanted to share is that credit is your ability to borrow money and to repay it later. So we all know what credit is. And when people talk about credit, they talk about good or bad credit, and they're usually talking about their credit history and their credit score. So some people could say, I have bad credit. That may mean that their score is lower than they want it to be, and they have some things that they need to work on. So you need to know your credit history. Get your credit reports. That's another thing we can do. That's another tip for today. Get your credit report, and it's free. Go to freeannualcreditreport.com. Do not pay for a credit report. It is free. Make sure that you're keeping good records of everything that's on your credit report. If there are things on there that you don't understand, you can reach out to me or a credit or a financial services person. It doesn't have to be me. Just find somebody who can help you. And there's so many things that you can Google and find for yourself. Identify where you want to start with your credit. Figure out where you stand. That's the first thing. Figure out where you stand with your credit. And then figure out where you want to start. Because if your credit score is below 550, you know you have some work to do, and it's going to tell you that. And take steps to build your credit or strengthen your credit history. And so you can always go to Credit Karma. That's a good one. And once you get your annual credit report, if you have trouble reading it, talk to somebody who knows about credit. And to, again, be sure to get your free credit report. And then make sure that you go through it line by line. If things are in there that do not belong to you, you can dispute them. And there are ways to do that. And so please, you know, ask somebody. If it's me, just send me an email, and I'll try to answer as many questions as I can. And just be prepared when you look at it that when you request your credit report, make sure that each credit reporting company uses your correct name, that it is you. They ask different questions on different credit reports, so you have to look at what they have down there and make sure that it all belongs to you. The other thing that I wanted to share with is we were talking about the budget earlier and about the emergency fund and getting a handle on your debt. That's the one thing that I wanted to share with you. And I know that, again, this is kind of a hard time to be talking about this, but we have to keep the lines of communication open. I don't want you to think that there's no help for you right now. Everybody's going through something at this particular point in time. But if I can be of to you, please let me know. I am here to help you. I don't charge anything for my financial services consultations. We're doing everything online now because we're not having any live events right now. And so if you were planning to attend one of our events like Wyoming and Wealth or Money 101, they will not be happening this month anyway. So please keep in touch with me. Let me know if I can help you in any way. And thank you so much for tuning in to Financial Tips with Francine and Friends. I am going to invite some of my friends to come on the show with me in the next few days. So we're probably going to do this once a week if we can. And right now a lot of people are, you know, spending time with their family, which is good, and I suggest that you do that. I also suggest, and not just you, but me too, if there are family members you haven't talked to in a while, please reach out to them, because we want to be not just financially fit. We want to be fit in our whole being, mind, body, and spirit. And how do we do that? We have to let some things go. We have to look at where we are, make good decisions. And whatever we do, we need to use common sense when we're looking at the uncertain days ahead. So let's work together. I have enjoyed sharing my tips with you today. I look forward to your feedback. I'm always learning, and I welcome your comments or your tips. Again, I'm building a community group where I can talk to you about money. I love talking about money, and I love learning about financing. It's not about the spending so much, because if you don't have any money, you can't spend any money. So I like to make money so that I can spend money, because I'm no different than anybody else. I like to shop and all those good things, but we also have to be mindful of our futures, our retirement for those who are coming to that age. What does that look like for us? So please, you know, do something different, things that you haven't done before, because these times are like no times we've ever seen before. Thank you for listening to Financial Tips with Francine and Friends. I will be back next week. I'm going to try to do it on Tuesdays, and I don't see why that I can't. So if you have any questions that you would like to have me ask or have me answer, please reach out to me. And you can send me a text at 757-567-6734, or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Again, stay financially fit. I thank you for tuning in to this show. I will be back next week. be good to yourself. Take care of yourself. I wish you all happiness and joy during this time. I know it's hard, but just be positive and just be mindful of others. Take care now. Bye-bye.